is he allowed to eat it? So we say if it was pillage, then the other picked it up, so then he's allowed to eat it on Pesach, because we rely on Rav. But if it was not Pirish, if the Abba picked it up, then it's Kavua, he's not allowed to eat it. Now, but all the other Rishayim, even the Ravid, who says, has the same Shite, so he has the same Shite in regard to in regard to the question if it's kavua, so, and he wasn't mivatir, so easy, and he was mivatir, so the Ravid agrees with Teisves that then he doesn't have to be baited because vis-a-vis the Rabbanon, so even if it's kavua, so he's not mechuyev to be baited because fake the Rabbanon is likule, but he doesn't apply the Gemara to the question as whether it's mutabachile. He applies the Gemara to the question whether he's mechuyev to be mivate or not. But the kashi is of thesis, but there is a cheskas hetter. So even in regard to bittul, which is a deraisa, we should rely on chazoke. He shouldn't be required to be mivatlet. So this is not such a strong kashi according to the other Rishayim, because we can say that here it's not shayach to say we rely on cheskas boduk, because here there is a special halacha. Kol mokim shemachnisim bechomeis tzorbdik, and tzorbdik also. So any place where chomets is likely to be found, where possibly there is chomets, is mechuyev to be beidik, and mechuyev to be mevatir. So truly it has a cheskas boduk, but inasmuch as an arbor brought a bundle into the house, so the house became in mokish machnisim yechomets. The moment he was beidik, let's say last night, so it was in mokim shei machnisim yechomets. But the moment the arbor brought in some food and possibly eats chomets, so it became mokish machnisim yechomets. So in mokish machnisim yechomets there is a special halacha. We don't rely on chazokin as long as chometz is likely to be found there. He's mechuyev to be beidikin, he's mechuyev to be mevatir. All right. Vim tema, ki osa arba vishoka o mahane tziburim, amai choshev leikavua, mai shne nimtso bifi arba, mi nimtso biyad nochi,
there is a machlekes in Gemorin Chum whether Bosor Shenisal Min Ha'ayin is Muta Osa between Rav and Rav Chanine. So Rav and Levi. So Rav says there is a special Yisad Rabbanon on Bosor Shenisal Min Ha'ayin that it's Osa Pachile, and Levi says it's Muta. The Mechaber in Simen Samach Dalet, I think, so has two Lishenis, whether we pass like Rab, or we pass like Levi. There are more passings like Levi, definitely, that there is no Isa of Bosor Shenisal Min Ha'ayin. Now, it is very interesting, you will hear Rabboni, they'll say about certain bosor, I mean that, let's say, a goy, the goy is sometimes a butcher store, a kosher butcher store, will send a piece of meat with a messenger who is not Jewish. So you'll hear Rabboni, they'll say, it's bosor shenisal min ha'ayin, but that's a mistake. We paskin that Boser Shani Salim in Ayin is muta. But if it is sent for a goy, a non-Jewish messenger, then there is another problem, because an akum inoche is choshed la'achlik. That has nothing to do with Boser Shani Salim in Ayin. Boser Shani Salim in Ayin, Rav, who says that Boser Shani Salim in Ayin is osea, so it's because of a choshe of Eavi, maybe an Eavim here. Eavim, ravens, birds, maybe an Erev, you see, it switched around the Boser, you see, the Boser.
That's right.
Maybe ate it up. I mean, the Boser kosher pulled it away and hid it, and then brought some other Boser. So that's the shayla. So Levi says we are not cheshish for Eavi, and Rav says we are cheshish for Eavi. But now today the choshe of Eavi, even according to the Mechaber, who has one lotion that Boser Shani Salim in Ayin, Boser Shani Salim in Ayin is also there, but today there is no Shosha Vervin. Where are the Ervin? I mean, we hardly see Ervin today. Not in these places. In certain places we do, but not in these places. I don't think that I saw in Chicago an Erev. I remember when I was a rabbi in Chaim Berlin, so I used to take the subway, and then I had to get off at a certain station there in East New York, Brooklyn. So there were many Erevin. Erevin, Bishefa, maybe 50 Erevin, but here in Chicago, I never see Erevin. Okay. I never see Erevin in Chicago. You do see?
Yeah.
All right, I don't. Anyway, so, but anyway, we Ramot Paskins like Levi, that we are not cheshish for Eavi. But if it is sent through a non-Jewish messenger, then there's another problem, because an Akum has no nemones, so there is a choshe of machlif, but not Boser Shani Salim in Ayin. So, din tema, ki os arba vishoka o mahane tziburin, amai choshev le kavua, mai shne nimtso bifi arba o menimtso bi adnochi, tvifer li anoshe porich li rav, di oma aboso shem yisalein, min ayin, osea, mi binimtso holach ache arov, o mishane, shem nimtso bi adnochi, So, Mimele, there is no Choshe of Eavin. If it's Nimtso B'Yadnochi, if it's Nimtso B'Yadnochi, and as far as the Choshe of Lehachliv is concerned, so since in the city there are 9 stores that have kosher meat, so Mimele, it's not Shayach to say the Choshe of Lehachliv. Because Lehachliv with what? With another piece of meat. But every piece of meat is presumed to be kosher because there are only 10 sources of meat, 10 suppliers of meat, and the male and the rov sources of the meat are kosher meat. So anyway, so we see that in the case of Nimtso B'Yadnochi, so then we don't apply the aloha of kavua. Why not? Because kavua depends upon the moment when the sofik arose. What does it mean, the sofik arose? When it was relevant. So if it's nimtso biyad Yisrael, so then it's the... So, when does the relevant sofik arise? When? When he bought it.
because a Jew is not allowed to eat nevele. So nevele, at the time when he bought it in his store, and we don't know which store, whether a kosher store, a treifa store, a nevele store, so that moment, the relevant sofik arose, because if it's nevele, he's not allowed to eat it. If it's nevele, he's not allowed to eat it. If it's a kosher store, he's allowed to eat it. He's allowed to eat it. Mashenkin, if he goy bought it in the store, so the sofik doesn't originate then, because what difference does it make whether it's nevele or not nevele? He's allowed to eat nevele too. So nevele, if nitzobiyad nochri, if a nochri bought it in one of the stores, so the aloch of kavua doesn't apply, because kavua means that the relevant sofik arose. When a Jew buys it, so it's a relevant sofik at the time when he buys it, that the mekima kriyas. But when a goy buys it, so we don't know. We cannot find out who would have been carried, if he was in carriage, and who would have been carried. So then the inshallah cannot tell anyone. Cannot tell anyone. Why? Because then the Shia, let's say, we cannot marry. Why? Because then the Shia was in carriage many years. And Lady Yai, in the originary, is a sister, is a brother, is a mother. One of the greatest asuras of Lady X. So you cannot marry Lady Yai because of that possibility. Now, so, you know, it's a very shocking basic question from Constantinople. So Constantinople, so Kamifreshes. So if one is hired to bring a witness or a zav so they are all included to bring a pair of birds. One has to be offered as an Eilam, one has to be offered as a Chatam. So suppose somebody, let's say Yiddish, what a pair of birds becomes, a pair of birds, and it was spelled out, she dedicated, let's say, one bird as an Eilam and one bird as a Chatam. And then one bird flew away, and no one can identify the other bird. Only when they are together then they can be identified. But when they're not together, they cannot be identified. So later, she has no solution except by taking another pair, not just to bring one bird. No, don't call it the other pair, because if she brings one bird, no, so how would she be marking that bird as a law? Maybe the one that is left is the law. So how can she be marking with the hatas? So the solution is to take another kind and two birds and be marking one as a law and one as a hatas. But we don't say that in view of the fact that one bird flew away and possibly a nail or a hatos, so no one should be able, no witness in the world should be able to bring a calm, because how would she bring a calm? She'll get two birds. Maybe that the one of the two birds is nail or a hatos that flew away. So here too, why does Rabbi Yochanan say, so it doesn't the chayishish for such a chayita. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say, Rabbi Yochanan say, Kavish and Yisho, Stam, so So us have a whole notion shabayla. So Manusha, if we are Haitian, any woman, any lady wife, maybe she's one of the caliphs of Lady X. So generally she's a Haitian, maybe any girl gets bird X that blue egg. So the answer is we build the Sahara. So here too you should build the Sahara. So a big and a big together is to say there is no comparison because the bird is knighted. So we rely on God. Mashiach and Mishael is very knighted. So the neighbor is Kabua. So it can't rely on God. So then you know the Hashe. So why is there? Because it's Kabua. So if you think of Nanay, even Shukya Ashta, the Kabish, so Rashi, and takes this, Rashi, it's not Rashi, the Nipora, who knows it. So the Nipora, she knows it, and takes this, she knows it, saying that when the Nipora says, the Yich, the Yich, of Nanay, Nanay, Isa, the Shukya, Ashta, the Kabish, that it is reference to the woman, to lady wife. So let him be Mikadim Shadisha, not in her home. In that man, to be Mikadim Shadisha, lady wife in her home, then it's her home. Left on her. So you can tell him all. But let him be Mikadim Shadisha, lady wife in the spirit, doesn't mean that can be heard in her group, not in her home. So then she is Polish, Lady Wai is Polish. So if Lady Wai is Polish, so then we say Polish, and we say, after all, that most women in the world are not cravings of Lady X. Only a few women are cravings of Lady X. But there are million women who are not a creator of Lady X. So how do you follow the Polis? If she's the Kaddish, Lady Y, not in her home. But in the spirit, in the ship, if he came up and I'm in my room, if you guys have a Kaddish, have some hardware in the Hussein, that we can be happy. So in other words, according to the Nipora's Pshat, and this Pshat knows here, it means that even if he's Mikadish, the lady while in the Swedish, it's still Kabbalah. If you have the fact that lady while is destined to come back home. And it's not that she's destined to come back home for a minute. I mean, it's still there. As a matter of fact, the Rashi, the Nipora says, because all three of us are human. So most of the time, a woman has stays at home, not in the street. So even if the moment of the vision is in the street, but she is destined to be home most of the time. So in other words, so you cannot apply the principle of Holy Paul. So it's always the one. It's always the one. And this is how it takes this. He knows it also explains it. But takes this, in Shubas, explains it differently. Not because according to the Nepalish and takes this, there is a big fear in this department. But in regard to a human being who is destined to come back home, not only a woman, but the fashion agent, because it does not mean that that means the same thing that applies to a man too. A woman being is destined to be home. Is destined to be home. So maybe even while he is Polish, he is concerned for God. Amen. To be true. And to be true also. So, but Jesus in Subas explains the more differently.
In other words, and if you are going to say you have been encouraged lady wine in the street, so lady wine is Polish, not the wine. But Hossam Adolino who said, but it's very possible that at a time when you have encouraged lady wine in the street, so lady X happens to be home. So maybe the criterion whereby you determine whether it's Polish or not Polish is not the chtich of Sotik, but the sider, the chtich that is the cause of this. Now here, so which chtich, which woman is the chtich of Sotik? Lady X is the chtich of Sotik, not Lady Y. But, we are sorry, Lady Y is the chtich of Sotik, I'm sorry. Lady Y is the chtich of Sotik, because Rishon Yerushalayim wants to know whether Lady Y is in Tel Aviv or not, he is not really concerned about Lady X. He is interested in knowing Lady X, he is interested in knowing Lady Y. So the Chich of Sotik is Lady Y. The tree is the cedar, which Chich is the cedar, Lady X. If Lady Y is a sister, a mother, a brother of Lady X, so then Lady Y is a super. So who is the Sibbe? The Sibbe is not Lady Y. The Sibbe is Lady X. So what a bear, so you know what I'm saying? Of what a bear is the fact that she is becoming Lady Y in the street. But the criterion is not the Chich of Sotik, the Ish of Sotik. But it's the Chich that is the Sibbe of the Sotik. Who is the Sibbe of the Sotik? The Chich of the Sotik. Lady X, maybe at the time when he has relations with Lady Y, even if he had relations with Lady Y, not in Lady Y's home, but outside of it. So because, but Lady X might be at the home at that time. So maybe it's for what? So that's the majority of the teachers in those that are teachers and students. That's why Rabbeinu says here, I am teaching students, because the majority, according to the students, according to the Polish and Rashi, the criteria nearby we determine is whether is a chatiha, is kovua a pirish, means whether the chatiha of Sotik per se is Polish or kovua in her natural element. So, according to this, it seems to be, it's not the chatiha of Sotik in the criterion, but the chatiha that is the cause of the Sotik. Who is the cause of the Sotik? The U.S. Who is the Sotik? Lady Y. So there's a mahalakos between Pesach Nazir and the Torah Nazir on one end and Pesach Nazir on the other. Now we can go to the Gemara. Possession of a certain man who is a shiach. And the Bible says, reveal it. In other words, I give the gift to that person, the Shalish, that he should be a Shiach with your head to hand over the gift to his God. And the Shalish in the gift. And the Shalish says also here, you never, your son will be ever. And the wife says, I already received it, and I lost it. So she's in the church. Oh, my God, you can have a dollar should be ever, and a dollar should be ever for her life. So she doesn't have any money. So the mother says, but my handle is Shalish. But the Shalish says that he already gave it to her. So the Shalish should never, you cannot give it to the other way. So the Shalish is the only member as a Balboa, as long as he has the gift, not as Balboa, I shouldn't say Balboa, as long as he has the gift in his possession. So then the gift is Mechia, that what he says is true, he is accepted by the Lord. But here he doesn't have it in his possession, so Miller's death is not, does not corroborate the testimony of the Shalish. The Shalish, you can remember, he remembered the Baal, but the Baal says that he did it in the Shalish. The Omer HaKrid, I wasn't going to give him the Baal, she might have to see Shemeno, so he knows that he says, you come out of Rashti. You come out of Rashti. So does the Baal say that the gift was any older? All the Baal says is, the teacher is the Shriah should have it older. And then the Shriah says he has it older. But the Baal doesn't know himself when the Shriah has it older or not. So he knows it. It's not just to say the Baal is gone. He learned how to get Shriah Jesus to forsake. Inasmuch as the Baal is never on one thing, that he gave it to the Shriah when it's over. And the question is, did the Shriah has or not? So apart from the Menonis of the Shriah, because the Internet has a Shriah has a Shriah. So we should apply the Hazak in the Kule. The number of Yitzchak, the number of the Shriah, the Telekai, the Elisha, Stam, who knows Shriah, it's a Osar of one, so you shall have the Osar of one, that she should be not, has that to see a person. He says, the man says, how many men are there? I will kill them all. So when you say, has that to see a person, the hunters are the way that you come to do, in that way, and you shall have to be also, because Moshe Baron, because of the possibility that maybe the lady wife is the sister, the mother, the daughter of Lady X, but the cooler to the lioness, that not. All right. Now, so Jesus says, also the mother to the Lord, I will call on them. And you're going to say the title to the Lord is, Shem of Zeus, Shikini Shashbiyah. And he said in his culture, where he said, he's a rest of his foundation. So in other words, Jesus has to catch it. Manusha, if we are afraid that any woman in the world is Lady X, so then no one should be allowed to marry any woman. If it's Lady X, so she means it's huge. Yeah. So it says, because there is a woman that a woman would be agree to be married to somebody if he's already married to one person. But our higher self-published, Shemesh Yudhu Jewish Way Achas, it can be said in the beginning of the Hayyid incident, but to the greatest of our greatest Jews as an Achas, suppose that the sister of the seven cravings of Lady Y, the mother, the mother, the grandmother, the grandmother will come will come and they'll say that they know this garbage. So he says they have known them on it. He never should be able to have this Mishnah. So he says, so that you wait for a baby domo shame is captured with some kuna the door down. So they have known them on it because they never should be able to have this Mishnah. So that's why the Mishnah will not have a time as you should believe it. Even if the credits come to person in the festival, the they will not be scaring the Mishnah. Din Dina in Seda Tana to also come about, Shema of your teacher was Rashiya. And the question is, in Seda Tana, if such a thing happened, the children called Shimon to be in Kaddish and Isha form, and then Shimon died. So we are afraid that any woman in the world might be Lady X, and no matter that any woman in the world might be the traitor of Lady X. Any person is allowed to marry a woman, we don't have to think she can be Lady X, because she has been Lady X, she didn't agree to be Mr. Kadeshes. But suppose somebody is a saint of honor, and then the Rabbanan pushing his status by the saint of honor on the Yahya Jumor, so one should not be allowed to marry a saint of honor. Maybe the father was recovering the pushing for the brother, and then he died. So the male didn't let him know. So she doesn't know, she's a camel, she doesn't know about it. In the river, it's not so bad with the kind of snow. She typically had this done. So the first question she wrote is, Abel, in a deep river of Amoshi, the Inza has offered more. The Inza is happy. Shemuel is happy. So this says that it's only classmate, and the right say, so the Mishayah is allowed to marry any woman. He's allowed to marry any woman. First of all, it's not to have a big more. And there you can detect in the Hazard. We rely on it, how you punish me with the cause. The Mishayah would like to marry Lady Y. Because most women in the world are not sisters or mothers, or brothers, or grandmothers, or granddaughters, of Lady X. So how you punish me with the cause. But then the rest is Kabwa. The answer is, here it's not Kabwa, because when is it Kabwa? Only when the Shati, when the Kihel is identifiable in its place, then it's Kabwa, when it's identifiable in its place. But here, it's very Nietzsche, Lady X is very Nietzsche, some mayor it's not Kabwa. So he says, behold the holy. So tell me the Rabbanon, that is us. And it's not. So then the question is, Manasha, if the Rabbanon said, so we do not say Chazak Shkiyah is Chazak. So why would we more ask the Kashi against the Rabbanon and the other member that Dawan of Jewish and Chinese and of Jewish and we know it's not something we do so then she's not allowed to get married until she gets another gift from the Baal. But, Chazak Yishriya Chesish Pekusim, there are the Kashi, but we don't say it on the Baal's level, Chazak Yishriya Chesish Pekusim. And here it's only a Knaas, the Rabbanon, So he said,
Das
Shemuel and Shema king. We are combined with Shem. Yosef, the first Kashi is Manusha. Yosef comes back, comes in. When the Shema appears, so the very true, when very clear way, so why he can really see a true way, hey, two new birds, which he comes in, he should not be able to take two new birds either, because of his last, when the mother was in first, and then the mother is the cash, and then the mother goes in his heart. As you can say, you can marry that since I was coming down there, you should not say the Shema to me. The Arambanza, Hitcha, Bihote, my new half, Bihote, has got a Shema to me. So, you are in the way, how got you? That the Rocha can see the way. In the cold of the Shema, you can see the Shema to me. So the Arambanza is the Kashi. Why would it be more or less? The Kashi. From one man who has to be, and again, that one man who has to be, and the kings. Why was the Birchan and Adaman has said the power of my liberation, the Shiach of my liberation, and he knows the son of the other. So the Birchan says, no, it's bad for Hashmai, he has to be there another death, because we are afraid, maybe the death was not handed over, but since the God in certain moment said that he gave the death to the Shiach, in order the Shiach should give it to her, so then Chazoke, Shiach is a Chazutzei, and we have to presume that the Shiach didn't give it to her. The Kachkeris, the whole nation of tolerance, the Nosiach would come in Shalim Sabir, which is the Cheskas Duesen, the Cheskas Shiach is a Chazutzei, and it's in Chazoke. So, in other words, so the Ramban says the reason is why any man is allowed to marry a woman and you're not precious, maybe that woman is Lady X, because that woman that he wants in the cabin has a Cheskas Kneyeh, so later we don't have to be precious, maybe it's Lady X. They have a option in the cabin, so we have to and then as to the Kashi, but in the same way, so should not be allowed to be taken as wife, maybe the father before he died. So the tradition in Kara, the Bakir family, so he says, is some mirror because the Kana has a Hashtag mirror, so he doesn't have to finish it with the father when he comes to the very chazak our option is having to do the chasing without our law, and then there is a presumption that if the father was happy to be called a family, then he lets everybody know about it. He will teach her in the hero of Hashem Harbin, Abba Kura Samim Hashem. She is then totally with the shame. Chazak is a totally shame, but it's loving from him and honestly. Holy, boy, holy, normal, and dash, and shriya. That would be that. Taste says that even if the candidates of Lady Y come to place and they testify, we will not discover each so there are many other things in the world at the time. But a man says, he says, if the other candidates come to place and they testify that we will not discover each, so then we are animals. And how about the Moshe Rabbeinu? So he says, it's not Chayach to say the Moshe Rabbeinu, because remember he said the Moshe Rabbeinu is in the Apostle in respect to Misha, who has a Cheskas Isa, but here the ladies, Lady X, I mean, maybe why does not get the Cheskas Isa? So Meir is, Meir, we don't say Moshe Rabbeinu. So the revolution, so he says, the whole world, is on the international Shriach Adonikabai, the Yahweh Yisur, the Kosh Mohab Yisrael Yisur, the Sheshit Army, the Kosh Mishim Yishim Yonis Rasmus Achim, the Yonis Rasmus Achim, in 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 the Yonis Rasmus when Mashma believes it is the good side. So the one is saying, but the Rabban says that it was a huge day, the cravings of Lady Wildman come to Jason, when there's some of the rising from there, Lady Wild. Because how about the fact that is not identifiable in its place. So the Rabban Shita obviously is that even when the Tichel is not identifiable in its place, as long as it's in Gima Kuris, so we say autograph Nachana. What's the important thing in this summer? So what Taisa says, and many of the Shemini places, that if it's not Tichel and Kena, then it's not the Rabban. The Ramban is very much. Okay.
To marry a certain woman, the question is this woman that he wants to marry? He wants to marry a woman Y. And the question is woman Y maybe the daughter of the woman that the Shliach was Mikadesh? So, Rav women in the world are not daughters, cravings. The running gitten. And the Ram mentions the Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban is Chilikan Teisvis. Teisvis Shita is the Torimah, the Shluchay Tzedik Kaddish, the Yisho. So also the promotion to the Ilam, that's only Knaz the Rabbonon, but Medaraise, so is Mutam. Why is Mutam Medaraise to get married, even without the women coming and testifying? Because we rely on Rav. So Teisa Shita is, no, even if the women come and testify, so it's still also midraise for the Mishalach to get married to any woman. Lest any woman, let's say Lady Y, that he wants to marry, is a Krebe, is one of the Sheva Krebes of Lady X, and we cannot say, call the Polish me. So, according to Teisves, according to Teisves, Midaraisi is allowed to marry Midaraisi. Why? Because we rely on Rav called the Poris, Merube Poris. And we cannot say it's Kavua, even though the Gemara mentions Kavua, the Gemara in Nozir, because neither in Kemo, that's only Midarabonon, it's Iknas. But Midaraisa, it's not Kavua, even though at the time he has relations with Lady Y. So Lady X, the cause of the Sophic, might be at her home, is Kavua bin Kemo. Because when we say Kol Kavua k'mechzal mechzodome, that is only when it's Nika bin Kemo, but here, Lady X is not Nikeres bin Kemo. Let's say, if we say Kavua, let's say, Teishach Nuis, Meiches Bosor Shruto, the Chonus Achas is Nikeres Bosor Nevelo. So bin Kemo, everyone can identify the Bosor Nevelo. Everybody knows what the Bosor Nevelo is. But a certain person bought meat in that market in one of the 10 stores, he doesn't know in which. But here, no one knows who Lady X is. I mean, some male, it's not. So male, it's not kavua. If it's not, so that is the yeshiva. That's the yeshiva. So it's not kavua. So it's called the poris merube poris. Called the poris merube poris. And mimele, we rely on rov. But it's a knas. It's a knas. And teisa shite is, suppose the mother, the daughter, the grandmother, the granddaughter, the daughter, they all come and to Besden and they testify that they were not miskadish or the ashliach, so they have no nemones, because in Dovashe Be'avo Pochas Mishnayim, and the Ramban is chilek on both halachas of Teisus. First, the Ramban is chilek on Teisus, whereas Teisus Shite is that it's kavua only in the Rabbanon as a knas, but actually it's not kavua because it's not nekeret and kemo. So the Ramban Shite is it's kavua midraise. It's kavua midraise. The Ramban Shite is that even when it's not in Keredin Kemo, that a whole halacha of Teisus, that in order to be kavua, it has to be in Keredin Kemo. Keredin Kemo is so the Ramban is chelik. And according to Ramban, even if it's not in Keredin Kemo, not only in the case of Teisha Hanuiz, Meichis Bosho Shfuto, Viachas Nicheres, Bosho Mvelo, where everyone knows where the chanus, the store that sells the nevela is, but even when he doesn't know, so it's still kavua. So midraise, so the Ramban is chilkantis, whereas according to Teisves, it's kavua midrabonon as a knas, according to Ramban it's kavua midraise, and it's kavua even if it's not nikamkin. That's one point of machlekes between Ramban and Teisus. And then Teisus says that the testimony by the Sheva Krivim is without avail, because in Dovah Sheva'ava Pachas Mishnayim, the Ramban is chelik, and Ramban Shite is the anemone, Decho Nemon Bisuon. And when do we say in Dovah Sheva'ava Mishnayim only when it's chazik isure? But here, they were not mischazik as an ishishish. And they come, we consider the question, maybe they became an Ishishish because the Shliach was Mikadish, but what, so since it's not Ishazik Yisurei, so even by Dovah Sheva'ava, when it's not Ishazik Yisurei, so an Idechot is Nehmon. And the Ran is Chelikantesis, and the Ran Shite is that even that by Dovah Sheva'ava, even without this Chazik Yisurei, so any Dechod is not Nemon. So there's the second point of issue. One point of issue is whether in the case where it's not Nikavim Keime, whether it's considered Kavua, according to Teisves, it's not considered Kavua. And here, it's only Knas de Rabbonon, by him and Shluchit Shikavit Lisho, and according to Ramban, it is considered kavua miraisi. The second point of issue is where it's not ischazik isurei dovah shebe'avo. So according to Teisves and Techo, there's no nemones. According to Ramban, he has nemones. Now, the Gemara in Yitin, the base on the base, says, so the question is, why does the Shliach have to say before a Nechtel, before a Nechtam? So Rabbi says, because in Pekin Lishmo. So the Gemara is the Kashi, the base on base, or the Rabbi, the Omar, if in Pekin Lishmo, the boy Trey, Mide de Have, a Kolegi Shemetero. So the Gemara says, it definitely be soon. So the Gemara asks, Eimad Amrin Idachnam Nisum Kinchticho Sofik Shol Chelev, Sofik Shol Shumen, Tlu Yischal Zikisurei, Avalochad Yischal Zikisurei Di Yishishish, Have Dovo Shebeavo, Vein Dovo Shebeavo Pochas Mishnayim. So he says, So there is a Yirsei, Have Dovo Shebeavo, and they have a dova shebeavo. They have a dova shebeavo. So many achim say it's told in the two yosois. In other words, if we are gerais, have a dova shebeavo, so then it means that it's not two separate kashes. In other words, that the reason as to why by Lishmo where any dechot shouldn't be nemon is because it's chazik yisure deishishish and it's a dovah shebeavo. But if it's a dovah shebeavo and not it's chazik yisure deishishish, so then any dechot is not nemon. But if we are geireis, they have a dovah shebeavo, then we can say it's two separate kashas. Then we can say, you see, if we are geiris, have a dovah shebeavo, then it's one kasha. Then it's definitely one kasha. But if we are geiris, they have a dovah shebeavo, so then we can say it's two separate kashas. One kasha is, ischazik yisura deishishish, and because it's chazik yisure and edechot is not nemon, that's not by in Yifomes, whether an edechot is nemon, bimokim in shor yisure, bimokim is chazik yisure, and the second kashi is, it's dovo shebeavo, you see, and the second kashi is, it's dovo shebeavo, if we are geiris. But if we are geiris, have a dovo shebeavo, then it definitely implies that it's one kashe, like the Ramban. Now you'll see on the margin, the more in getting the base on the base, Avrochad Yischaz Gisuret Yishish, Havu Dova Shebeavo, that's the Gils in our text. So then on the margin he says, Gils es Ran, they have a Dova Shebeavo. Because the Ran is Chilik on the Ramban. And the Ramban says that and the dechot is not the mundosh be'avo if it's not, if it is ischazik yisura deishishish. But if it's not ischazik yisura deishishish, like in the case of Aino Lishluchay, say the Kaddish Leibisho, and then the kreveis, the daughter, the mother, the sister, the granddaughter, the grandmother come and they testify in Besden that they were not Niskadish or they are Shliach. So Taisa says they have no mnemonis. And the Ramban says they have mnemonis. And the Ran agrees with Taisa, not with the Ramban. So in other words, because according to the Ramban, so Nidechot is not Nemon Dovash Be'avo only when it's Ischazik Yisura Deishishish. So he cannot be given as Havet Dovash Be'avo, because Havet Dovash Be'avo implies it's one Kashi. So his Geira is very Havet Dovash Be'avo, because Ran is Chilik on the Ramban. He agrees with Teisves, that's why the Ran is Geira is very Havet Dovash Be'avo. It's two separate kashes. One kashi is Ischazik Yisura Deishishish, and it's Abai Doichite, as to whether any dechot nishor yisurim, where it's not biyode, as nemones, if it's Ischazik Yisura. And so Dovah Shebe'avo is not Gorua, Tenorada Yisurim. And they have a Dovah Shebeavo, and it's also Dovah Shebeavo even without this Chazik Yisrael. So the Ran has to be Geiris. They have a Dovah Shebeavo. So we have a two-fold machlekes between the Ramban and Tesis. One point of issue is as to whether, if it's not Nikav and Keime, it's considered Kavua. So according to Tesis, it's not considered Kavua. According to Ramban, it's considered Kavua. And then another point of issue is whether the Kreves are Mnemonies. So Tesis says they're not Mnemonies, because this is Dovah Shebe'avo, even though it's not Ishazik Yisrael. And the Ramban says, the Anemon. Why? Because the Dovah, it's not Ishazik Yisrael. And the Ram agrees with Tesis on that point. So the Ran Shiti is like Tesis, that in Decho there's no mnemonis in Dovah Shebe'avo, even if it's not Ishazik Yisrael. So all the Achayim raise the Kashi against the Ran, that the Ran is Seser himself. The Ran in Gittin, who is Chilik and Ramban, and he agrees with Tesis that in Decho is not mnemon, even if the Kreve is testifying Bezden that they are not Niskadish, because in the Dechot is, because in Dovah Shebe'avo for Mishnayim, so is Chilik and Ramban, and he holds, even if it's not Ishazik Yisrael, and the Dechot is known Mones and required to aid us, that he says to himself with what he says in Gdush. This Ran is in Gittin, but he says himself with what he says in Gittin. Now let's see the Gemara in Dush. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This Gemara in Gittin is Daf Samar Dalet. In Gdushin is Daf Samar Gimel. So the Mishnah Daf Samar Gimel on the Bay says, Kidashti is Biti, Vini Yidea Limi Kidashtiyo, Uboyachot Biomar Ani Kidashtiyo, Neemon. If somebody says, I was Mikadish, my daughter, I was Mikabot Dushin for my daughter. A father is entitled to be Mikabot Dushin for the daughter. For the daughter Ktano or Naro. So he says, I was Mikadish Dushin for my daughter. When you deal with Mikidashtio, it's a Mr. X, the one who was Mikadish. I don't know who it is. Uboach Echod Vyomar Anikidashtio. And then somebody came and said, I am Mr. X. He's Neman. Omar Rav, Neman litin get ve Neman lichnis. In other words, he has Nemones to give a get to her. But he's not Neman to be kings, to live with her. Neman lichnis get A person wouldn't lie when he has no motive. A person will lie when he has a motive. But if he has no motive to lie, why should he lie? I mean, he'll be crazy. Besides being dishonest and unethical, he'll be crazy too if he has no motive. But v'nemon lichneis eine yitzrei tekve. But lichneis, so he has a motive. He wants to keep her as his wife. So he has a motive. So he has no monis. Rabasi nomar hat nemon lichneis. That he is nemon lichneis also. How do we pass? It's a machlekes between Ram and Rabasi. So the Ram says, we pass the Ram and the Rif says we pass like Rabasi. He is nemon lichneis. Why? Because he dechot nem biso. He dechot nem biso. Now, So he says, the Rif says, V'chei Milchese. Kein Mann Kirabas, die nehmen auf Lichnis, das ist der Loschner der Ran. So, then der Ran says, so, wie Afal Pischen, Dovashe Beabo, Pochas Mishnai, even though in Dovashe Beabo is in Pochas Mishnai, so why should we name on Lichnis? So if the Ran had agreed with the Shitty of the Ramban, then it wouldn't be Ikashi. Because she is not as chazik as an ishishish. But the Ran agrees with the shite of Teisus, so it's a strong kasha, but here the terrors. So he says, Hosom hu leitzia mechaskoso, bamez bailo. So he has to resort to mitechima shechmato lo beseifo, echmato lo bitchiloso. So he says, Avol ze shemamido becheskoso, elo sheomar sheniskacho loi nemon. But here, he's not meitzi necheskoso. So that would be a wonderful teretz according to the Ramban Shiti. But the Ram Gittin is chilek rejects the Ramban Shiti. And he says that in Dovash Lorosh Nain it lies, even when he's not meitzi becheskoso, even when he's not his chazik, his surah deishishish. So, how can he say that? So the Ran says himself, what he says in Gdushin. So, it's a strong kash. So, Reb Meisher Schatzkes told me about 4 years ago. Reb Meisher Schatzkes was raised by Rabbi Tzvi Peterburger. Now, Rabbi Tzvi Peterburger was one of the pillars of Musa. He was a Talmid of Rabbi Tzvi Solanter,
but he was not only a godel in Musar, he was a godel in Torah. He's one of the daily ador, Rabbi Yisrael Pesavoya. And Rabbi Meisha Shatzkes was already an older bocher when Rabbi Yisrael Pesavoya was a widower, so married the mother of Rabbi Meisha Shatzkes. So he was, Rabbi Meisha Shatzkes was not only a stepson of Rabbi Yisrael Pesavoya, but he was his Talmid Muvik. So Rabbi Meisha Shatzkes, I was very close to Rabbi Meisha Shatzkes, and he told me Torah, many Chiddushi Torah of Rabbi Yisrael Pesavoya. So he told me Teretz by Rabbi Yisrael Pesavoya, it's a little bit of Igoin. You know what Igoin is, you know, thin, very thin, you know what I mean, Igoin. But it's all right, I mean, it's, you can say it. So he told me as follows. So Rabbi Yisrael Pesavoya said as follows. The Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Ishtamidune means, let's say, a person died and he had no children. So if he has a brother, so the brother has to be either Miyavim or to be Chelitz, to the widow. So now we don't know who the brother is. So one person came and the Dechot comes and he testifies, this person is the brother of the deceased. Has he mnemonis or not? After all, you could say no, because Yid Mochlitze is a Dovah Shebe'avo. A Dovah Shebe'avo, so, and the Dechot has no mnemonis. So pligibor this daf lametes on the base. Pligibor ravacha rabine. Chadomar beidi. It requires aid because in dovah shebe'avo tochas mishnai. V'chadomar afilu korev afilu isho. Any dechot, even a korev and even a isho, who are apostle aides, is nemon in this. V'ilchese that he is nemon. Giluye milse be'almehu. So, why? Because it's a glue in Mitzibam. So, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Riv in the Pshat in Gilu Mitzibam. No, that's on me, I mean for Chaim. That's base.
Halach Lamedalef says, "Vafilisha oyeved oykotin shumakir vinove, an intelligent cotton. Nemonim leimar ze pleini, achi pleini, vizil yevente, vichiltin alpin." Suppose Bezin doesn't know who is the Yovim and who is the Yevamah. They don't know anything. And then Nejachor testifies. So even an isha and ebed and even a cotton shumaka v'novein anema. Mashenkin b'sharev yishalteiro bein leidis momin bein leidis isa. Shezed dovo, why is he anon? Shezed dovo ho'osu li'igol isu. Efsha leida imtas adovo shalom yipien kinyen shebi'arnu v'seif l'chatiyash. So, now because it's a milzer avidol igluy. So it's an umdene that he tells the truth, because after all, in all probability, if he doesn't tell the truth, if he's not the Yavam, he's somebody else, so it will be found out, and then he'll be, I mean, everybody will consider him as a big liar, you know. So, Milzadav, Dovah, so he goes, so in Shakravish. This is how the Rambam explains. There's Gil Milzebaum, the Russian Hagmore is Gil Milzebaum. But the Rif, let's see how the Rif explains it. וחידים דימי גלי הוכה הרי ישחה זה גבי דהו שדה מפומה דהו קורב או מפומה דהייצה דהי מיני פרנסה. So the Rif doesn't explain it on the basis, I mean the Russian Agmori is Gil Milse Baume, but the Rambam understands Gil Milse Baume in the sense Dovah Osuli Goris. The Rif understands it's not a chepze of Dovah Sheber, because he doesn't testify, I mean she or he, the Korev, doesn't testify on a matter of Ervo. It's relevant to Ervo. It's an afkemino to Ervo. He just identifies the person. He says there's the person. So it's an extraneous matter. He testifies an extraneous matter that will affect the Dovah Sheber Ervo. So the mirad aloch of Dovah Sheber Ervo doesn't apply. As a matter of fact, there is a Ramban in Yivames, at the end of Yivames. Now the question is, why is Nidechot Nemon Bamizbailo? So the Rambam says, because it's Idoim Chazirash, it's Dovosuligolis, because that will be found out if he's not dead. So somehow everybody will find out about it. You can't, you know, lie to the world about the death of a person. So why does the Gemara say, because so that's Midrabbanon. Midrabbanon, if not from Midrachimer, he wouldn't be Nemon. But Midrai says Nemon and Idechot. So the Rambam says because it's a Dovah also Igoris. The Ramban says that Midrai say and Idechot is Nemon because he doesn't testify on Idovah Shebe'avo issue. He testifies that he is dead. It affects Idovah Shebe'avo. If he is dead, so his wife is allowed to get married. But his testimony, when somebody testifies Niskacho, Nisgalsho, so it's Idovah Shebe'avo issue. But when he testifies, he is dead. So it's an extraneous matter that affects the Dovah Shebe'avo. But in the Rabbanim it's considered Dovah Shebe'avo, so in Mele, the Chachomim Mu'amatia, because Mitechino Shechmarto L'Beseif or Ekalto L'Beslos. So the Rif explains Ishtamidue, the reason as to why he's allowed and Idechot he's able to testify that this is the Yom, this is the Yivome, because it's an extraneous matter. So Rabbi Tzvi Petterburg, it's not exactly the same. So he says here to the Ran Shiti is that even when it's not Ischazik Yisurei, so even when it's not Ischazik Yisurei, so then the Allah of the Dovah Shebe'avo for Mishnayim applies. Hashemkin, the case where the father says Kidashti is biti, then Yidei Alimi Kidashti. So the question is, who is Mr. X? And he comes and he says Ani Kidashtiyo. So he only identifies Mr. X. Well, it's not exactly the same. Here it's the relevance is primarily in regard to Dovah Shebe'avo. Let's say when he says Ms. Bailo, so the relevance is in regard to many things. Everybody wants to know whether, all the friends want to know whether he's living or he's dead. But here, but this is what he said, that here he testifies an extraneous matter. Who is Mr. X? Who is Mr. X? The father is certainly Nemon to say that he was Mikabel Kedushin for his daughter. But he doesn't know from whom he was Mikabel Kedushin. So somebody has to identify Mr. X. So it was already established that Mr. X was Mikadish. The father is Nemon. So he has to identify Mr. X. So it's an extraneous matter, it's like Ishtamidue. There he identifies the Yom, the Yivome. So the Rif says it's an extraneous matter. Here he identifies Mr. X. Now, the Gemara of Teish HaNuz is also in Chumim, that's what he came down with. Toshma, Teish HaNuz, Kulu Meicheis, Bosa Shruto Beachas Mishchares, Bosa Medelo, Vilokach Meachas Men, Vilnidea, that's what he came down with, Vilnidea Meizim and Lokach, Sveiki Osa, Sveiki Osa. If he bought it in one store, he doesn't know in which store, then it's osa. Because kol kavua kemechta mechtam. But suppose he found it in the street, near the market. So, uvinim tzu halacha ha'ot, because it's pirish. So we say, kol di polis, mogu di polis. Sveiki osa, so Teisa says, di kol kavua kemechta mechtam. Vi hodi kaimelon, mi de reise chabi trei batu. Haine heiche shemi uref veini nika o isa avol hoche yodua o isa viduchte so Teisha says the kashe monefshach if we say So how do we have a bitl of chadvitrei? How do we have a bitl of chadvitrei? So we shouldn't say chadvitrei is but lar belach. So that is an objective bitl, you see. There is a basic difference between the taruves of lar belach and the taruves of yovidiyov. Lar belach means there is even distribution. In other words, let's say a piece of some chalef soup was poured in, was spilled in into heta soup. and then he stirred it. So every unit of the Taruves has the same ratio between the Iser and the Heta. So if there is Shishim in the Heta neged the Iser, then it becomes Vod. So that's an objective bit, because it's really Mivut. But Chavitrei of Yovish B'Yovish means the objectively there is no beetle. There is only subjectively there is a beetle. We don't know. On the table you have, let's say, three chickens. One chicken is treife mibele, and two chickens are shruta. So the halacha is, it becomes both. So there is, objectively, there is a beetle. The Yisar is anything came, but we don't know whether this is the Yisar and the other two the Heter, or vice versa. I mean, not vice versa, I mean that the other two are the Yisar, that we know that one is Yisar. But there is no even distribution subject. It's in our mind that is the beetle. Still, there is a halacha of beetle of Chavitrei. So how can Moneshech, if there is a halacha of Kol Kavua Ki Mechzo, Al Mechzo Dome, so how can there be a beetle of Yovish B'Yovish of Chavitrei? So Tesis gives the Teretz with the same shite, that since it's not Nikabim Keno, it's not Kavua. So what do we see from Tesis? No, so the question is, how about the Ramban? The Ramban is chilek on that sheet. And the Ramban holds that even when it's not nikam keimei, we still say kavua midraise. So how is there a din of beetle of Chavitrei? Now, there is a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Rosh in Chum. Suppose you have a chticha of Isa was mixed up with two chtichas of Heter. Chavitrei, it's Yovish B'Yovish. So the shita of the Rashbo is that midraise, you're not allowed to eat all the three chtichas b'vasachas.